Uche Nwaneri joins us on Sports Byline. We're talking with the right guard of the Jacksonville Jaguars about his passion for tattoos and just about the overall passion that athletes have for tattoos. Take me back. You were at Purdue, and you were what, a freshman when you got your first tattoo?
Yeah, I was a freshman when I got my first tattoo. I went to one of the local, right around the corner from the campus bars, and got my first tattoo with some praying hands on my arm. That was actually a pretty generic one. I kind of was, you know, wanting to see how much it would hurt to get one. And from there, you know, I just kind of built on it. You know, I've always been, you know, a pretty free spirit and a pretty pretty artistically inclined person. So, you know, once I was able to experience it, I was able to then, you know, take it and run with it, and I just continue to move and get more and more tattoos.
Yeah, you once said you were a college student, you're broke, and you get the cheapest one you can find.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, wasn't like I had, you know, a couple hundred bucks to spend on it. I walk in there with 80 bucks, and I ask the guy, hey, you know, what can you do for me?
What do you think the public per se, the fans, think about athletes wearing tattoos? I think there's a disconnect there. I don't think that they understand the motivation, or as you talked about, the story that's being told with these tattoos that athletes wear. Do you agree with me on that?
Well, you know, I think that there's part of that is the truth, but at the same time, I think that fans are very fascinated by, you know, what it is that athletes are motivated, what motivates an athlete to do his best on Sundays, what motivates an athlete to get a tattoo, what motivates him to, you know, work in the community. All these things are kind of relative because it's all part of, you know, our inner workings as an athlete. You know, they want to see how our personality works. Our fans in the NFL are very loyal fans. They're very, you know, very excited fans, and I think personally that they enjoy seeing the tattoos on play. I think they really see us as kind of abstract, but just completely primal type of person because of what we do on the field and how we convey our messages around with the tattoos we get on our body.
I'm going to say this with respect. Is there a cultural and a sports divide with tattoos? And what I mean by that is you don't see very many hockey players, or you don't see many baseball players with tattoos. You see it predominantly in the NBA and also in the National Football League. You don't see it overall if you take a look at the general white players playing sports. You don't see a lot of them with tattoos as all. Is it a cultural thing as well as a sports thing?
I think there's a bit of culture that's in it. I think it's a bit of there's a little bit of an underground feel to it, you know, when you're talking about athletes and tattoos. Now, you do have to, you know, kind of understand that, you know, the NBA and the NFL are two of the most popular sports in America. So, you know, it would be more noticeable because of, you know, the jerseys and how we wear our uniforms to see our tattoos in hockey. You know, not much of the body is exposed. Not much of the skin is exposed. And in baseball, you know, it's almost the same. But I do think that it's kind of, there is a cultural epithet to it. I think that, you know, with a lot of black athletes, you have guys who really do have some very fascinating stories to tell. And I think that that's where a lot of the ink that you see on them comes from, is that's their way of expressing what it is that they're trying to convey to people, what they want people to see on their arm. You know, it's the same, you know, it's prevalent, you know, it's out there with the white athletes. It's out there with athletes of every ethnicity, but primarily it would probably be more visible with black athletes, but it is definitely a cultural thing. And tattoos in this country have just exploded in the last 10 years. You know, tattooing has always been kind of seen as a biker thing, you know, kind of an underground, you know, hardcore type of thing. But I think in the last 10 years, it's really opened up to the masses. I think that the general population sees it as an acceptable form of art. And, you know, I think that people are embracing it now more than ever.
You know, it's interesting, and that leads me right into your business that you have in Atlanta. And if you happen to be in Atlanta, you may want to go out to Buckhead and check this place out because it's unique. It's called Inkaholics Luxury Tattoos. And what do you think people's image of, if I say to, say, 10 people, a tattoo parlor, what do you think their image is of one today?
I think it's not a great one. I think that, you know, there are people who kind of see the typical tattoo parlor or perceive the typical tattoo parlor to be a place where the undesirables hang out, to be a place where the creepy, more, you know, hardcore, heavy metal type of crowd would be. But, you know, that really isn't even the case today. I mean, you see so many reality TV shows with tattooing, you know, L.A. Ink, Miami Ink, you know, so on and so forth, that has really brought tattooing into the forefront and kind of shown that there is a very high-end, very classy side to it. And it still has that edge, but there is, you know, a side to it that can appeal to the general public. And that's kind of where Inkaholics, you know, that's kind of where my vision for Inkaholics has come from, a way to appeal to people who don't go out and get tattoos on, you know, a regular basis or don't have any tattoos at all, something that they can see and have an inviting feeling from. They don't feel like, you know, they're walking into a dark alley, you know? So yeah. It just kind of, it's a lot more accepted, and it's a lot more, there are very classy parts to it. It's just that atypical image of the tattoo parlor is one that's kind of a rough around the edge, dirty spot.
Yeah, you said about Inkaholics, you said, I didn't want to just start another tattoo shop. And you also said the salon plays into the culture of the tattoo community. I found that interesting. Explain that a little bit more to me, Uche.
Well, you know, when you see a lot of people who are, you know, who have a lot of tattoos, when you see people who have a lot of tattoos, you see unique hairstyles to go along with them. You know, that person in general is a very unique person, and they are able to kind of express themselves through their ink, their hair, their clothes, you know, their music. And I think that's kind of where it fits in. To me, it fits in because, you know, you see how many times you look at somebody like Axl Rose, you look at somebody like Slash, these guys are all, you know, more hardcore figures. But, you know, one of the things that you can always look at in them and recognize them instantly is their hair. You know, Slash has the big curly afro, and Axl Rose had the headband with the long streaking hair. I think that it's just kind of part of that culture.
One of the things that I have found in my years of covering the National Football League is that each position on the team, if you're wide receiver, quarterbacks, linemen, defensive, offensive, what have you, those players all have a particular personality. So let me turn that around a little bit and tinker with it and ask you, Uche, do you find that the tattoos that offensive linemen are distinctively as a group similar to all offensive or defensive linemen as compared to what maybe a defensive back might have? I mean, is there competition among players in professional football as far as getting the latest tattoo?
You know, I don't think that that's the case. I think that, you know, each person, because, you know, when you get a tattoo, that's pretty much for life. You know, it's something you're putting on your skin, you're modifying your body. I think that between players, there's usually, you know, maybe less than 1% of the guys who may just get a tattoo just to get a tattoo. But I think that it doesn't really matter what side of the ball you play on. You know, these are all expressions of, you know, feelings, expressions of, you know, character and personality. You can tell a lot about a guy's personality by looking at their tattoos. Because, you know, for me, my tattoos, they are kind of, you know, reminiscent of my personality, very abstract, not the typical type of tattoo that you see on a person daily. But, you know, I'm not getting a tattoo on my arm, you know, to try and show up a defensive back, you know.
We only have about 30 seconds left. How do you keep the game of football fun for you?
You just got to keep your eye on the prize. For me, you know, the Lombardi Trophy is what keeps it fun for me, because every year is a challenge. Every year presents you with new challenges, but the ultimate goal is always the same. You want to get to that last game in January or February to play in the Super Bowl. So for me, that's always been my motivation, and I think that every player on this show, I really don't see anything else that would motivate me nearly as much as hoisting up one of those trophies.
Well, thank you very much for your time. Take care. I hope people will check out Inkaholics in Atlanta in the Buckhead area of the city. Take care, Uche.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate you having me.
We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.